roadlesstraveled. www.roadlesstraveled.me.
Daria sits in the warm grey light of a bright window. The New Jersey sun is diffused as it passes through thin, soft curtains, partially drawn. She looks at the camera with bright, wide eyes. The sort of eyes that follow me and seem to penetrate my soul, as if I'm actually sitting in a room with her. She smiles a subtle smile, but that's insignificant. Her eyes and face seem to radiate a positive energy that takes the notion of smiling beyond rudimentary muscle reactions and physical gestures and onto something much deeper. A red dog sits beside her, staring deep through the camera lens as alive and intently as Daria. He's a rare Egyptian pharaoh dog. He seems more like an old soul than a family pet as he sits pharaoh-esque, his pensive eyes framed by stiff ears pricked up to capture sound, probably attentive to the photographer's whistle when the photo was captured. The dog commands attention, as did the Egyptian god Anubis, who bore the head of the same breed. Daria works on an artistic creation that lies flat on the table in front of her. Four kinds of polished amethyst create a circle so symmetrical you'd think it wasn't done by hand. An ancient and sacred geometry seems to guide her right hand, which holds some sort of tool. Around the canvas lie piles of amethyst of different density, size, and depth of color. They're beautiful and create such an augmented variety of deep purple as they reflect the light from the window. Daria's hand glides over the piles of precious gems under the watchful eye of the old soul dog as she intently creates incredible pieces of art. I've never seen anything like it. It's not mosaic, it's not painting. The best I can describe it is as jewelry to hang on walls. But even that description doesn't seem to do it justice, doesn't capture the depth of what Daria seems to be creating. It's the same art that I was drawn to just a week ago. I Skyped with Daria's husband, Alec, as he told me this incredible story of his wife. I was constantly drawn to a creation hanging on the wall in the upper left corner behind him. Even on the poor resolution of Skype, bouncing off satellites from one side of the globe to another, I felt drawn to this creation and couldn't take my eyes off it. Now I realize why. As Alec explained Daria's story to me, I learned of new concepts and names such as Dolores Cannon, Bashar, sacred geometry, as well as some familiar chestnuts like the law of attraction, meditation, frequency of thoughts, and more. As I heard this story, these incredible mystic puzzle pieces floated on Alec's voice and across ones and zeros into my headset. At that point, I realized that this wasn't an ordinary story. I realized that what I was working on here was something incredible. Initially, parts of the story seemed to drift around and refuse to be tethered and bound by the naive concepts of time. Instead, what I learned is that this story is a series of ideas and experiences that are mystical, ancient, and significant. Dolores Cannon herself said that time is irrelevant, as have many other philosophers, physicists, and scientists. Dolores even speaks of how the extraterrestrials, ETs as she calls them, told her, tongue-in-cheek, that humans are the only species who have imagined to spend so much effort on measuring something that doesn't exist. Time. So once I broke free of the secular shackles of time and chronology, I was able to truly appreciate the story of Daria and her higher purpose in this world. After the meeting with Alec, I felt inspired. I went back to my notes and I looked up Dolores Cannon on YouTube. I sat watching this incredible wise soul tell of her experiences she had whilst taking people into a deep hypnosis. She took people into a plane of the subconscious that most hypnotherapists are too afraid to delve into. A place so deep, so raw, so vibrant, that the conscious mind dissolves and the subconscious spills secrets of incredible worlds and universes. Stories of things that you would never experience with our basic five senses. Dolores would confidently take people to this plane and instigate past life regressions. During these sessions, she spoke to beings from a higher realm who would tell her things you wouldn't believe. For me, Dolores seemed to tie together a lot of ideas and concepts I've dealt with in the past. Everything from Eckhart Tolle to Aristotle and modern-day quantum physicists like Stephen Hawking. Perhaps if you just walked into a Dolores Cannon lecture off the street, you'd think she was absurd. But in the context of the way that science and religion are morphing and sparking into a brilliant fire of proving there's a higher intelligence, Dolores' ideas seem to make sense. Her words tie together famous messages of Buddha, Jesus, even Nostradamus and more, and I felt her middle-aged softness and wisdom as she sat nonchalantly on stage, trying to fit her incredible insights and experiences into words and descriptions about how our world and universe work. Watching Dolores, I felt that words and language weren't sufficient to capture her experiences, and whilst what she said was fascinating, it was her doing her best to describe her experiences, but really encouraging others to go straight to the source and experience the same. Perhaps this is the same reason Daria creates works of art. Words are too logistical, too base, too insignificant to communicate the ideas of the universe. Through using ancient, precious gems and sacred geometry designs, she's able to better communicate what lies beyond our basic world of perception and create something truly unfathomable. So why Dolores Cannon? Well, Daria was a student of Dolores, and this is one piece of the puzzle, perhaps one of the most important. After sitting up late watching YouTube, I emailed back Alec with a series of questions, a way to try and dig deeper and visualize and understand more about Daria. As I read Alec's answers, I began to visualize and see the story come together. I saw Daria as a young child, an old, wise soul in a young body, primed for a purpose on this planet. She knew there's something more. Even though she didn't realize exactly what it was yet, she felt a sense of greatness and wonder, an almost irritating energy that would drive her to not accept the mundane, and an energy that forced her onto a path of discovery that's simply incredible. Knowing that there's so much more to the universe, and perhaps without anyone to express her inner desires to, Daria became close to animals. There she would sit as a child, surrounded by animals of all kinds. Daria probably had every pet you could imagine. However, unlike most kids, Daria wasn't simply an animal person who loved keeping pets. Animals were drawn to her, particularly animals who were sick and needed healing. It would be some years later before Daria realized why, and many more years before she sits at the table with the stiff-eared pharaoh dog, the old animal soul that connects with her. Several strange things happened in Daria's childhood, events that molded and created the spiritual person she is now, and nothing is by accident. From the age of 8, Daria started drawing an eye. Over and over again, she kept scribbling an intense eye with a big, focused pupil. Almost like a subconscious habit, she would draw it again and again and again, a mirror image of two identical semicircles made up an eye that became a theme of her younger years. But why? Why an eye? Why such symmetry from a young girl? Chapter 2. Alec stands in the garage under a dull light. He works on a new batch of Rose de France amethyst. Daria has requested this to create her latest piece. She needs a full spectrum of divine hues from lilac to purple, violet and deep purple. This is what goes into every creation. Under the dust and dirt, there's pure purple crystals. Crystals capable of facilitating high frequencies and metaphysical communication. Alec places them in his tumbler and powers it on. The amethyst swirls and spins in a loud staccato, Like heavy, uneven raindrops, the rocks clack and tumble with the outside of the machine. The machine spins at a constant high frequency, causing friction between gems and grit. A slow and deliberate process of friction that polishes the gems. The high frequency of vibrations causes the impurities to fall off, leaving clean, precious crystals behind. Only the amethyst can withstand such turbulence. But, after all, as I've learned through this story, turbulence produces beautiful gems. Sifting through the gems, Alex thinks back to meeting Daria. The story began with a photograph, a group of Ukrainian scientists at a fair. Daria's presence seemed to radiate through the 2D image and reached out to Alec, in a similar way that Daria and the Pharaoh dog stare at me through the photo at the window. Alec felt drawn, compelled, intrigued by this beautiful woman in the image, so much so that he contacted the university that day, asking to speak with the vibrant soul pictured. They connected immediately, chatting for hours, and before long, Daria was in the US with Alec. Chapter 3. It's a normal day of seemingly no insignificance. Daria receives an email from a friend. The friend recommends that she watch an inspiring YouTube video on a spiritual past life regressionist, Dolores Cannon. Daria clicks the link and is awestruck by this humble, beautiful spirit speaking to her from her computer browser. What Dolores speaks of is so extravagant, so out there, yet it connects with Daria on a deep, perhaps subconscious level. Something is familiar about what she speaks of. Daria is watching a stranger, someone she's never met, describe Daria's past life, her origins, and ultimately her purpose on this earth as a star child. She doesn't know all this yet. Like drawing the childish all-seeing eye, it would be a while before Daria can learn what this all means. However, for now, there's something incredibly strange yet familiar about Dolores' words as she's taken on a spiritual YouTube journey to learn the secrets of the universe. Chapter 4. After many nights on YouTube, Daria finally attends a Dolores Cannon session in Arkansas. Here, she learns how to dive down with people, down through the dark levels of the subconscious mind and into a bright realm. A strange plane of existence where the conscious mind is completely locked out. A place to shut out mental noise, thoughts, logic, and everything we think we know. A place to sit and have a one-on-one conversation with the subconscious mind. A space free from depression, anxiety, and suffering. Daria harnesses her skills and is able to enter this space on demand. She's able to have a talk, a drink, a laugh, a cry with the universe and the original source. You may call this source God, but I find that has connotations that aren't as significant as what we're actually talking about here. The word God suggests a naive notion, a notion of heaven and hell, good and bad, punishment, incense, old hymns and Sunday mornings spent on hard wooden benches, listening to an unenlightened human tell you how we should behave in this world. What Daria learns is far more significant than some Sunday school-based interpretation of the Bible. She learns of other worlds, other vibrational frequencies, and stories of past lives. She is forever changed, finally fulfilling this strange yet incredibly familiar purpose as a star child on this planet. She can never go back now. Daria begins to see and hear things that quite simply can't be explained. Things that only now modern science is starting to uncover and perhaps scratch the surface with exploration into quantum physics. She now knows some of the secrets of the universe and is able to use this knowledge to help and heal others. She uses this higher vibrational energy to heal everything from stray cats from the local animal shelter to people who still seem infected with negativity from past lives and need to be released. She learns that she, herself, doesn't have a past life. She is what Dolores calls a star child. This means she came straight from the source, voluntarily, to help the Earth transition into a new, enlightened Earth. It explains her energy and discontent as a child. It explains her yearning for more. She was never meant to be tied down by the secular world most of us live in. She was meant for so much more. Chapter 5. The puzzle pieces are starting to blend together. However, just like words and language are too base to describe the knowledge that Daria and Dolores Cannon learn, so too are they inadequate to really tell this story. The most incredible aspect of this story is Daria's art. Her creations radiate in a way that can't be explained. Every single amethyst used feels like it's been drenched in all the positive energy and power from higher realms. These creations seem charged as they emanate incredible positive energy from simple walls. So intricate, yet simple. You need to feel these pieces, not just see them. If you're lucky enough to have one on your wall, it will change your life. It's impossible that it won't. When Daria delves so deep into the spirit and subconscious, she brings something back to the real world with her. Something sacred. This is what goes into her creations, causing owners of her art to experience the deep mysteries of the universe emanating from their own walls. Incredible. Chapter 6. People who have had Daria's creations on their walls have all experienced wonderful and strange things. They've been lifted to a higher vibration and seen their lives turn around, as if their worlds have changed to match the same vibrational frequency of the gems that are infused with Daria's connection to the universe. They are, at least, best described as jewelry for walls. However, really, they are a beautiful portal. A doorway into a deep realm. A realm that you know but you don't remember. A time when we were all with the Source. A time before we came into this earth and got stuck in the sticky viral negativity and suffering. They're a reminder of our true yet forgotten purpose in the school of Earth. If you do nothing but hang it on your wall, you will experience a lift in frequency. You'll feel a greater connection with the universe. Everything suddenly feels in sync. There's no friction, no grit. Your life becomes polished and pure. You feel full of energy, and like the gems on your wall, you radiate this to others as you transition to the new Earth. An incredible, beautiful place where we as humans and the universe exist beautifully in sync, free of pain. To start your transition now, visit zetagems.com. Thanks for listening to Road Less Travelled. For more, visit www.roadlesstravel.me. Take care and always take the road less travelled.